The experience for the first-time climber is often a surprise in that he or she has probably not been to high altitude and doesn't really understand the discomforts associated with it, and also that one can push their body beyond the physical limits that they supposed that they could. I remember when I was on Orizaba, as I was slogging along and putting one foot in front of the other up at 17,000 feet, I reminded myself to write myself a note to never climb again. Well, I never wrote that note, and I was so excited about reaching the summit and lived off that high for so long that now I'm all charged up to continue climbing and do another climb. A lot of people, I think, that go up to summit a high altitude peak think that the point that they reach the summit will be the greatest moment of their life, and that they're going to be jumping around and singing and crying and laughing, and oftentimes you're so tired and so looking forward to getting down to a reasonable elevation that you get up there and you turn around, take some photos, and head back down the mountain. And it's often not until the next morning when you wake up after a good night's sleep that you realize what you've accomplished.